Om Mani Padme Hum. The Green Lama strikes for justice.
And now we bring you another exciting adventure taken directly from the files of Jethro Dumont, the wealthy young American who, after 10 years in Tibet, returned as the Green Lama to amaze the world with his curious and secret powers in this single-handed fight against crime.
I am Fulfu. When Jethro Dumont returned to America from my country, Tibet, to become the Green Lama, it was my duty and pleasure to serve him. Oh, many have wondered why Jethro Dumont is called the Green Lama. Jethro Dumont is a Lama because of his great wisdom and powers of concentration. And the Green Lama, because green is one of the 6 sacred colors and is the symbol of justice. The story of the Green Lama and the man who never existed began late one afternoon at a major air terminal in New York City. A huge 4-motor transport was standing at one of the passenger gates, and the tall, straight figure of a man was moving through the crowd.
How about a statement, Mr. Dumont? How long are you going to be in town? Are you here for a new case?
One question at a time, please. First, I live here, so it's difficult to say how long I may stay. Secondly, I know nothing of a new case, as you call it.
Telephone for Mr. Jethro Dumont.
Oh, excuse me, please. There's a call for me.
Oh, sure, sure.
Exalted one, wait for me.
Tulku, my friend.
Oh, welcome home, O Lama.
Tulku, this is Mr.
Howard Crane, Daily Gazette.
How do you do? Lobby, please.
I'll talk to you later, Mr. Dumont.
Yes, thank you. Come, Tulku, my friend.
Oh, I still don't understand your newspaper men.
Frankly, Tulku, I don't always understand them either. Excuse me. This is Jethro Dumont.
Jethro, thank heaven I've gotten in touch with you.
Professor Hendricks.
Yes,
well,
Jethro.
It's been a long time.
Jethro, let me talk, please. I may not have much time. I need your help.
Anything you ask, my friend.
I had intended to just disappear, but for Marta's sake, I must fight this. Jethro, I must see you at once. But if anything should happen to me first, Kulkul Khan will tell you. I've said...
Hendricks. Hendricks. And that's why I thought we'd come straight to the apartment, Tulku. But... that's the 6th phone call without getting any hint of where Hendricks was when he phoned.
May Tulku make humble suggestion?
Of course, Tulku. What is it?
This Professor Hendricks was an old friend of yours, The lamas of Tibet who have gone through the ordeal of silence, and this includes you, Exalted One, can use the Dukta ritual, which enables one to see with the mind's eye a friend who is at a great distance.
Yes. I'll get it, Tulku. Hello?
That's you, Mr. Dumont? This is Sergeant Whalen.
Yes, Sergeant.
We just found a guy on the street with a bullet through his head.
Oh?
I ain't a bit of identification on him anywhere except a piece of paper with your name and phone number on it. Know anything about it?
I might, but I'd have to see him first.
Yeah, that's why I called. How about meeting me at the morgue?
All right, I'll be there in 10 minutes, Sergeant.
Hello, Mr. Dumont.
Hello, Sergeant. You remember Tulku?
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Booty.
Hello.
What about this man you found, Sergeant?
Right over here, Mr. Dumont. That's him.
It's Professor Harlan A. Hendricks. Professor Hendricks was a very well-known archaeologist, specializing in the primitive ruins of the early Indians of Mexico. Must have been robbed, which is why he was carrying no identification. Still, he needs no identification. He was very famous.
And also very dead. What do you want?
Nothing from you. My city editor told me to keep an eye on Dumont and I'd get a story.
Crane, did you ever hear of a Professor Hendricks?
No.
Well, I guess there's nothing to do but get on the phone and see what else I can dig up on this Hendricks guy. And that makes call number 13. You say the stiff is Professor Hendricks and he was born in New York City. But the city hall ain't got no record of his birth. You say he used to drive a car here, but the Motor Vehicle Bureau says it never issued a license to nobody with that name. Except for you, Mr. Dumont, Professor Hendricks never existed.
Sergeant, the Museum of Primitive Art has been showing some of the professor's discoveries. The director of the museum should know him well enough to identify him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's run up there right now.
I think I'll go along with you.
All right, Mr. Crane.
You're hanging it crookedly.
Hey, you.
It's what is it?
Who are you?
Fillmore Merton, director of this museum, and I don't care for your tone.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I'm Sergeant Whalen, New York Police. This is Mr. Crane.
How are you?
Mr. Dumont.
Dumont? Mr. Jethro Dumont, the Green Llama?
Yes, I'm the Green Llama.
Well, you know, I've always followed your exploits in the press with keen interest.
All right, now, just a minute. This is a police inquiry, Mr. Merton.
Kindly speak when you're spoken to, you policeman.
You better answer the sergeant's questions, Mr. Merton. This is a very serious matter.
Yeah, you bet it is. Now, Merton, you ever hear of a guy named Hendricks?
Harlan Andrew Hendricks? Well, of course. He quite recently discovered a Maya temple in Mexico with some extremely rare pieces of Maya wood carving in a perfect state of preservation. Now, we've been having an exhibit.
I do not want a lecture. Just tell me when you saw Hendricks last.
Oh, I never saw him.
Well, then how do you know him?
Well, by correspondence, of course. In fact, I had a letter from him only yesterday. I'm leaving tonight to visit him at his excavation near Mexico City.
You mean you didn't know that Hendricks was in New York City?
Oh, that's quite impossible.
Huh? Well, somebody murdered him here this morning.
Oh, dear. This is such a frightfully upsetting day. First the robbery last night, and now the...
Robbery? What robbery is that?
Well, it's just that someone broke in and made off with one of our best pieces from the Mayan exhibit belonging to Professor Hendricks.
What was stolen, Mr. Merton?
A piece of Mayan wood carving. A very fine Kukulcan. Now, Kukulcan was...
Of course, I remember. Kukulcan was the great Mayan creator god and was usually represented as a feathered snake.
Yes.
Of course, that's it. And you say it was stolen last night.
That's right, Mr. Dumont.
Well, under the circumstances, Mr. Merton, I guess you won't need to make your trip to Mexico.
Oh, there will still be details to work out concerning another exhibit of the things he's already uncovered. I suppose I can still make arrangements with the professor's daughter in Mexico.
Oh, he's got a daughter there? What's her name?
Miss Marta Hendricks, I believe.
One moment. Has it occurred to you, Sergeant, that the entire answer to the murder of Professor Hendricks might be in Mexico?
Okay, I'll have the Mexican cops see what they can get out of the girl. You coming, Mr. Dumont?
I don't think so, Sergeant. I think I will go home and meditate about murder.
Makunu, makuraga amim loke, manevam ponpo satong nigags, pranosongo. O makaruga, lift aside the veil so that the Green Llama may see the road to justice.
Exalted one?
Yes.
The trial of the Sungo, if prolonged, is dangerous even for so advanced a llama as you. You learned?
Only a little, Tulku. As you know, the trial of the Sungo will only permit the location of an object. By concentrating on the Kukulcan, I saw a great excavation, and lying on a desk somewhere near, there was the Kukulcan.
An excavation? Then it must be the one in Mexico where Professor Hendricks worked. Huh?
Yes, I think so. I believe Hendricks mailed the Kukulcan to himself. It is this wooden figure, Tulku, which in some ways holds the solution to the murder.
Then the murderer will wish to reach the Kukulcan and destroy it.
Yes. So the Green Llama must reach Mexico City and the Kukulcan before the murderer.
Ah, it is written that each man's home is furnished with his own secrets. And therefore, much earlier, I took the liberty of packing your suitcase and making one reservation on the plane for Mexico City.
Tulku, my friend, I don't know what I'd do without you. You always anticipate what I'll do long before... Tulku.
Someone visits our humble home without benefit of door. That was the warning bell from the window in the north bedroom.
We must welcome our guest, Tulku. Turn out the lights.
Oh, it is truly written that darkness makes the best armor for the unarmed man.
I'll stand by this door and you take that one, Tulku.
It is done.
Om mani padme hum.
Tulku, are you all right?
Yes, the exalted one. But Tulku is most embarrassed. I reached for him, but managed to get only his gun.
Oh, it's all right, Tulku. It was enough to make him fail.
And having failed once, my llama, he will try again.
Well, Mr. Merton, I was hoping this would be the plane you were taking. Mind if I join you?
Well, Mr. Dumont... Well, this is a surprise. I had no idea you were going to Mexico.
I decided rather suddenly.
Well, then this must mean that you're going to do something about the death of poor Professor Hendricks. I'm so glad. Tell me, Mr. Dumont, do you believe there is a connection between his death and the theft of the Kukulkan from our museum?
Yes, I believe there is a connection. I think that Professor Hendricks might not have been murdered if the Kukulkan had not been stolen.
Oh, dear me. I realize, Mr. Dumont, that I'm not the athletic type. But if there's anything I can do to help you while we're in Mexico, I should be most happy to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Merton. However, I don't think it's necessary. And it might be dangerous.
Oh?
Earlier this evening, someone entered my apartment and fired several shots at me before escaping. Obviously, the murderer is on his way to Mexico to destroy what he thinks is the only clue to his identity, perhaps to kill again. He may even be on this plane.
Why, I believe you're trying to frighten me, Mr. Dumont. Well, after all, Mr. Dumont, there's only you and me and... Well, surely, Mr. Dumont, you're not suspecting me. Please, I...
What's the matter, Merton? You choke on a Kukulkan?
Well, Mr. Crane, what are you doing here?
I'm just going along for the ride.
Oh, dear, I feel quite ill. I hope you gentlemen will excuse me. Perhaps the stewardess has a remedy for air sickness.
There must be a pretty big story involved if your editor is sending you to Mexico.
Same old story. Of course, it'll be a bigger story if I should hit on the answer before the Green Llama does.
How did you know I was going to Mexico City, Mr. Crane?
Well, you know how it is. In a way, your racket and mine are alike.
Oh?
We both go around sticking our noses in a business that doesn't concern us. I wonder which one of us will live the longest.
Oh, Mr. Dumont, I have a taxi if you'll care to share it. I'm going to the Toledo Prosado.
No, thank you. I have reservations at another hotel. Have you seen Mr. Crane?
Well, I believe he was telephoning the last time I saw him.
Taxi, senor. This way, senor. Taxi already. Very clean, very cheap, very nice. You get in, see?
All right. You sound as persistent as a cab driver from Brooklyn.
This Brooklyn I am not knowing, but I, Pancho, drive the best taxi in all Mexico City, perhaps in the world, senor.
Take me to the Imperial Hotel, driver.
Senor, hablo de mi corazón. I speak from the heart. The Imperial Hotel is not for a gentleman such as yourself.
Perhaps, but I'll be the best judge of that. You just take me to the Imperial, driver.
Si, senor, but Pancho is your friend. In all Mexico City, there is only one hotel at which the senor will be happy. So, muy pronto, I am taking you to El Capitan. Believe me, senor Dumont. You will live to thank me. Presidente, atención. Senor Dumont is here.
Welcome to El Capitan, Senor Dumont. We have your reservation. The room is waiting.
Reservation? But who made it for me?
But you did, senor. I myself took the call.
Oh, I see.
Your room, senor, is 609.
Pancho, clerk, where'd the taxi driver go?
Who knows, senor? Taxi drivers, they are here today, gone tomorrow.
Yes, but they seldom go without being paid.
Perhaps he will remember later and return, senor. In the meantime, your room awaits you. We, the El Capital, senor, are proud to have as our guest the great and celebrated Llama Verde. I trust your stay here will be pleasant, senor.
I thought they'd have someone waiting up here for me, but I never thought it would be such a pretty girl.
You are Mr. Dumont, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Marta Hendricks. My father was Harlan Hendricks.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any proof of your identity?
I'm afraid I don't understand. Why should you ask me that?
How did you know I would be here?
Why, my father often spoke of you as his friend. He once told me that if I needed help to call you, and he gave me your phone number in New York.
I see.
When I learned that my father was dead, I called and your friend Tulku said you were on your way here.
I see. I'm sorry, Marta, if I seem suspicious.
Mr. Dumont, I'm frightened. Just before I came over here to wait for you, someone called and told me to leave Mexico.
How long ago did you receive the phone call?
Oh, 30 or 40 minutes ago.
That was about the time I was at the airport. Marta, did a package arrive today for you or your father from New York?
Why, yes. There was an airmail package addressed to Dad, but I didn't open it. I didn't know then.
Where is that package?
At Dad's office, out at the excavation.
Mm-hmm. Marta, I think that package is the key to your father's murder. Oh. We have to get it before the murderer does. Come on.
Senor, senorita?
Oh, Pancho.
I knew the senora would soon be looking for the best taxi driver in all Mexico City. I am at your service.
Hello, Pancho.
Marta, do you know this man?
Yes. Pancho was Dad's favorite taxi driver.
Si, si, senor. We are all friends.
Then perhaps we can clear up the reason why you practically kidnapped me at the airport.
It is of simplicity, senor. The senor Hendricks was murdered, no? The senor Green Llama wishes to catch the murderer, no? The Senor Green Lama is well known. Even the most ignorant peon here knows of his greatness. And he makes reservation at the hotel in Mexico City. Perhaps the murderer tried to kill the Senor Green Lama too, no? So Pancho and Senorita Hendricks fix him up at another hotel and fool the murderer. Just like the great Senor Felipe Marlowe I hear on the radio. He's clever, no?
He's clever, yes. Marta, do you have a car?
Yes.
Good. Pancho, you can drive us to where Miss Hendricks keeps her car, and then you can do something else for me. I want you to go to the Imperial Hotel, where the murderer will expect me to be staying.
Aha. Uh-huh.
If anyone phones me, you tell them that the Green Llama has gone to the Hendricks excavation.
Okay.
We'll park here. Dad's office is down in the excavation, but we'll have to walk down.
Good. Marta, is Pancho reliable?
I think so.
Well, either way, the information should reach our man.
You think the murderer will follow you out here?
I'm sure of it. He came to Mexico City to get that package, and he won't feel safe until he's destroyed it.
You sound as if you knew who the murderer is.
I think I do, but that's not proof. And, of course, on the surface, he has a reason for coming which seems logical. Marta, is there any reason why there should be a light in your father's office?
No.
Then the murderer must already be here.
Shouldn't we go back to the police?
No. By that time, he'd get away.
But he'll be armed. Do you have a gun?
No, Marta. If I were to carry a gun, were to shoot even a criminal, then I, too, would be guilty of the evil which I fight.
Look, the light went out. He may have heard us.
All right, keep quiet now and stay behind me.
Stay where you are. I got you covered.
I've got him. Turn on the light, Marta.
Crane.
Dumont, I can explain everything.
I'm sure you can.
Who is he, Jethro?
This is Mr. Crane, a newspaper man who seems to have taken up a sideline.
I told you I can explain everything.
Look on the floor, Jethro.
Hmm?
That's the package that arrived this morning.
And was leaving tonight if Mr. Crane had his way. Open it, Mother.
It's the Cuckoo Khan.
Yes, it's had quite a history in the past few days. Why did you want to steal it, Crane?
I came out here to see if I couldn't dig up a few extra angles on the story. I recognized this thing as that Kulkul Khan you and Merton were talking about. I thought I'd take it along on the chance it might lead to something, that's all.
You didn't know that Hendricks had mailed this to himself?
That means Hendricks stole it from the museum.
Jethro, is he accusing
I'm
my
afraid
father?
Your father did steal the Kulkul Khan from the museum, Marta.
What?
But since it really belonged to him, I don't suppose it really was stealing.
But why did he steal it, then? And what was this business about no identification?
Hendricks said something to me on the phone about intending at first to disappear. I think he went around erasing his own identity. He had a reason for feeling disgraced and intended to vanish. Then, because of Marta, he decided to fight. That's why he was killed.
And this carving of the Kulkul Khan is a clue?
Oh, yes, the Kulkul Khan. Intricately carved out of hickory. A wood which the Mayans never knew.
Hickory?
Yes. This is a very clever copy of the original Kulkul Khan your father sent to New York. You see, someone was copying his discoveries and selling them as the real carvings.
Oh, Jethro, this man...
No, Marta, Crane isn't the murderer. He's just a newspaper man with too much curiosity. But I know who the murderer is, and I have known for some time.
Yes. Oh. Well, yes, the so clever Green Llama, who knows all and sees all. No, don't move any of you.
Mr. Merton, what are you doing?
I was wondering when you'd get here, Mr. Merton. I knew you had to try to get this counterfeit carving because it was the clue to your whole scheme. When Professor Hendricks took this from the museum to prove what you'd been doing, you killed him. But he'd already mailed it here.
Yes, dear me, yes. I was quite perturbed when I discovered he didn't have it with him. May I trouble you to hand it over now?
Mr. Dumont, why don't we just slap that gun out of his hand and...
Please! I'm an excellent shot, Mr. Crane.
Why, you are...
Obviously, I must kill the three of you, but I must say that I feel quite faint at the thought.
I'll bet.
Mr. Merton, look at me.
Now, please, Mr. Dumont. I will definitely not give you time to do any of those weird Tibetan things.
Look at me.
I shall fire at the first sign, really,
om,
I will.
Omni padne om.
Don't you come any closer to me.
The Green Llama
away.
Strike.
Stay away, you hear?
Oh, just
don't
this.
You come...
Boy, that's some right you packed, Dumont. He sounds like a light.
Jethro, are you all right? He fired right at you.
Yes, I'm all right, Mother. And the murder of your father is brought to justice.
And all because of this little hunk of wood. Boy, what a story!
Yes, he was trapped by the feathered serpent god, just as Hendricks must have known he would be when he said, "Ask Kulkul Khan."
You call me, senor?
Pancho. No, what made you think I called you?
I heard you say, "Ask Kulkul Khan." That is me, senor. Pancho Kulkul Khan.
What?
The senor Hendricks named me when he first come here.
You?
Yes. Dad named him Kulkul Khan because he thought Pancho brought him luck in finding this excavation.
Then maybe Hendricks meant Pancho when he said, "Ask Kulkul Khan." But what did he mean by that, Pancho?
The senor Merton.
Senor Hendricks told me how this one was ruining his good name with the little wood carvings.
Why didn't you tell me this before, Pancho?
You did not ask, senor.
Well, the next time I'll know better. Pancho, I think I'll let you deliver Mr. Merton to the police.
It will be the great pleasure, Senor Green Llama. The Senor Merton hired me to bring him out here, and then before I could warn you, he struck me over the head with my own ranch, senor. This is the big insult.
Jethro.
Hmm?
Must you go back to New York so soon?
I'm afraid I must, Marta.
But how can I ever thank you? You've been so wonderful.
Oh, I've only done that which the Green Llama must continue to do.
Jethro, there's no reason for me to stay in Mexico now. Maybe I'll come to New York soon.
Yes. Why don't you? Until then, goodbye, Marta.
Padme Hum, the Green Llama strikes for justice.
The Green Llama, starring Paul Frees, is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald. Tonight's story was by Jethro Dumont, as told to Richard Foster and William Frew. Tulku is played by Ben Wright, and the special music is by Richard Arant. This is Larry Thor speaking, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.